Hi everyone. If you didn't know, today is the first day of Lent. And as we've said before, for Lent, we're going to be focusing as a church on memorizing scripture. We want to feast in God's word and let that be what really, sustains us, blesses us, grows us in this Lent season. And so what we're going to do here with the devotions, the recorded ones, we'll be reading the verse or the verses every morning. And we'll probably read over them a couple times. And after that, we'll give a short devotional after we read the verses. And sometimes we'll talk about the context or we'll share a little bit of how these verses resonate with us. And so to start us off today, we're going to start by reading Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, right? Hebrews 4, 12. So I'm going to read this for us twice. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. One more time. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So Hebrews 4:12. This has been a verse that one of the first ones actually that I memorized way back in the day when I first memorized scripture, and it's I've always loved this verse, partially because it's one of the first ones I memorized, but also it's such an encouragement, right, to think about how God's word is living and active, right? When we share the word of God, when we preach it, when we yeah, when we present it to people. It's working. There's something that's working. It's living and active in people's hearts and lives. That's always encouraged me. But if we think about the context, and we'll talk quickly about that, the context of Hebrews 4, when we come to Hebrews 4, what the writer is talking about is he's talking about how Israel in the wilderness, they didn't obey God. And they didn't what he calls enter God's rest. They failed to listen to God, listen to his word. They couldn't enter the promised land, in a sense, go to where God had like the rest that he had set out for them. And now the point isn't that they didn't hear God's word, but the issue is they didn't heed God's word. They didn't trust God. They didn't trust in God's word. And so this verse actually, in the context, is a bit more of a warning than it is a encouragement, actually. The writer here, when he says this, about the word of God being living and active, like piercing, dividing, discerning, he's in a sense saying, hey, everyone, be careful. God's word is living and active. It's at work and it's piercing, dividing, discerning. In a sense, what he's saying is God's word is going to judge. It's going to discern where our hearts are. It's going to show us where our hearts are. Now, while this stands as a warning, I think it also is an encouragement because as we are in God's word, as we're hopefully not just listening and hearing, but we are heeding and trusting God's word, as we're seeking to meditate on it and memorize it, this word will reveal our hearts as well. It's going to discern things. It's going to work in our hearts. Now, sometimes that's going to be hard, right? Because sanctification is hard because sometimes we're going to be in the word and you're going to realize, man, I don't follow God like I should. I have struggles with these sins. It's going to serve actually as a warning again. But warnings are also the love of God too, aren't they? So if I like tell my kids, I warn them, hey, I'm watching you. I'm going to make sure you listen and make sure you do what you're told. In some ways, that's like a top-down kind of judgment thing. But also, what it communicates is I'm trying to take care of my kids, right? I'm trying to make sure they don't get in trouble or get hurt. And that's what this word does too. This is where God's word is in our lives. As we are in God's word, it is living and active to draw us near to God, to refine our hearts, to work in our hearts. And the thing is, even if we're not in God's word, if we're not in his will, it's still living and active, and it will judge us as well. And so, all the more then, this is an exhortation, a warning, encouragement, all of the above. Let's be in God's word. Let's let it work. Let us let it work in our hearts to draw us near to God himself. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this word, and we pray that as your word is working, may we let it work. May we be in your will, God. May we heed your word. May we enter your rest. And as your word is living and active, may it show us the parts that, of our hearts, even that we don't really like to think about or talk about. But as we're shown those things, may they be surrendered to you, God. And may your Holy Spirit work powerfully and mightily in our hearts, in our church. Bless us in this Lent season as we go into your word and memorizing it. We pray that you'll bless our church mightily as we encounter you through your word. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.